Subdivision number 2021-05, Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 135.52 acres plus or minus into 196 single-family lots to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. The properties are lying on the east and southeast side of Hollyville Road, approximately 0.8 miles south of Hurdle Ditch Road, which is Sussex County Route 290. The tax parcel IDs are District 234, Map 16, Parcels 1.01, 1.02, Parcels 3, Parcels 4, and Parcels 5. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan and a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, including a copy of the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. We have a copy of the applicant's traffic operational analysis. We have a copy of DelDOT's response to the traffic operational analysis. We have a copy of attack comments, including comments received from the State Fire Marshal's Office, DENREC, the Division of Public Health, Department of Agriculture. We have a copy of the staff review letter and a copy of the applicant's plus response for the application. We've also received a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I would note that we received a petitions with a total of 171 signatures in opposition to the application. We have received three letters in opposition to the application, no letters in support, and three mail returns. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Ms. Pete.
Thank you. Good evening, Commissioners, Director Whitehouse, Council Robertson, members of planning staff, and members of the public. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Baird Mandelis Brockstead, LLC. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant, Shell Brothers, LLC. Here with me this evening are John Horner, General Counsel for Shell, Tim Green, Shell's Director of Land Development, Jim Erickson from Solutions, Ed Linnae, Principal of Environmental Resources, Inc., and calling in by phone is Betty Tustin with the traffic group that prepared the TOA, as we anticipated possible questions. The applicant has submitted a rather extensive booklet for your consideration. I will provide a brief overview of the project, discuss the project's compliance with the AR1 cluster development requirements of Municipal Code Sections 115-25 ENF and Municipal Code Section 99-9C requirements and the plan's consistency and conformity with the Comprehensive Development Plan. Before beginning, I'd also like to respectfully request that the Commission provide the applicant with an opportunity to respond to, answer, and explain any points of opposition raised that require further explanation by the applicant. We understand that the Commissioners are experienced in dealing with and answering questions from the public, but our team is here to listen to and respond to project-specific questions should you need elaboration or if anyone needs further elaboration from us. This application was scheduled for September 9, 2021. But the hearing was delayed to tonight's calendar because the applicant was waiting for receipt of the TOA, which is now in the record and has been before you, in relation to this project and Autumndale. The hearing was also delayed because the site plan initially submitted was an error in that it included land within the proposed subdivision that was not actually owned or controlled by the applicant. The plan was updated and now all lots are located on property controlled and owned by the applicant. The applicant proposes Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, a cluster lot subdivision to divide 135.5 acres, more or less, into 196 single-family lots. There are references to a 195-lot subdivision in the packet made of record for this application. To confirm, there will be 196 lots as publicly noticed. Of the acres, a portion is to be devoted to lots, a portion is to be devoted to streets, and 88 acres, more or less, a total of 65% of the parcel will be devoted to interconnected open space. The proposed cluster development is superior in design to a standard subdivision as the project proposes significant amounts of open space, landscape and wetland buffers to protect and avoid development in environmentally sensitive areas on site, and a stormwater management system that will act as an amenity and natural companion to the natural features on site. This plan provides for amenities including a centrally located pool and bathhouse, two trails connecting to sidewalks to be located on one side of the street and connect to the proposed DelDOT multimodal path. The project is located on the east and southeast side of Hollyville Road, approximately 0.8 miles south of Hurdle Ditch Road, and is adjacent to the community of Independence and in the vicinity of residential communities known as Welsh Run, Weatherby, Pelican Point, Red Ridge, Falcon Crest, and Stonewater Creek. The property is currently a vacant use. And if granted by you today or at some point in the future, there will be 196 single-family lots with an actual density of 1.44 homes per acre, well under the permitted 2 dwelling units per acre permitted by code. The concept plan for Turnberry was presented to PLUS on September 23rd, 2020, and a response letter was subsequently provided addressing each comment point by point. The project also went through the TAC process. The parcel is in AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and all proposed structures will comply with the height, area, and bulk requirements of the code for cluster subdivisions with central sewer. The project complies with the purpose of the Municipal Code Section 115-19 by proposing a low-density, single-family residential development that protects water resources, watersheds, forested areas, and scenic areas. The project complies with Chapter 115-25E of the AR1 District Design Requirements for cluster development for the reasons stated in the project reference material prepared by Solutions. The project also complies with Chapter 115-25F for a cluster development. The proposed lots and amenities are located within environmentally suitable areas of the site, avoiding wetlands and waterways. Clearing of any existing wooded area is limited to the amount required to develop the project. The open space provided meets the official definition of acceptable open space contained in Section 115-4 of the code and other open space requirements of the code. Specifically, the code requires open space equal to 30% or 40.65 acres for this project. The applicant is proposing 88 acres, more or less, of open space. The code further requires that 30% or 13.09 acres is required to be on one contiguous tract. This project proposes 78 acres of contiguous open space. A minimum 25 feet buffer is provided around the existing non-tidal wetland, and a 50 feet buffer is provided from Unity Branch. Stormwater will be handled on site and will meet current state of Delaware regulations. Tree removal will be limited to what is necessary to construct the project. The project preserves scenic views, limiting back-to-back lots and providing gaps between lots. The land plan preserves natural facilities, including wetlands, waterways, and wooded areas, and proposes sidewalks and connections to DelDOT's multimodal path. Open space adjacent to natural areas has been prioritized, and existing grades and drainage areas are considered in the lot layout. As required, sidewalks are also provided on one side of the street. The proposed development plan complies with 99-9C of the code for the following reasons. The plan integrates the proposed subdivision into existing terrain and surrounding landscape. As the plan shows, the applicant provided significant open space totaling 65% of the entire site, preserved forested non-tidal wetlands, provided a minimum 30 feet landscape buffer, a 50 feet buffer from Unity Branch, and all proposed lots within the community are a minimum of 40 feet from the outbounds of the project. Additionally, as evidenced by the soil report prepared by GTA, the applicant has located stormwater management facilities based off the extensive soil borings and soil report. There is a minimal use of wetlands for reasons previously stated. There are no known sites that require historic preservation on site, and the plan minimizes impacts of natural features and disturbance of steep slopes. The plan preserves large tracts of open space and preserves scenic views as previously mentioned. There will be a minimization of tree, vegetation, and soil removal and grade changes. Screening of objectionable features from neighboring properties and roadways will be provided by the proposed 30 feet landscape buffer around the perimeter of the site. Existing forested areas, stormwater management facilities where those facilities exist, and by the fact that the proposed lots within the community are a minimum of 40 feet from the outbounds of the property. Water will be provided by artesian, as evidenced in the will serve letter included in your exhibit booklet. Turnberry is also anticipated to be served by artesian. The site is located specifically within the Sussex County Tier 3 CPCN. Arrangements will be made with a commercial trash hauler to provide trash collection for Turnberry. All runoff from Autumndale will be directed via the closed road section and storm drain network into a stormwater management system consisting of best management practices. The proposed development is planned in a way to minimize erosion and sedimentation, changes in groundwater levels, increased rates of runoff, potential for flooding, and design of drainage so the groundwater recharge is maximized. It has been determined that the site is located within areas of good and fair groundwater recharge potential. The plan also accounts for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent ways. It is anticipated that the proposed Autumndale community will cause property values to remain the same, if not increase the values of other properties in the area. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect adjacent farmland, considering the landscape buffers provided, as well as the existing wooded areas and wetlands that provide a natural buffer and separation of the proposed community from farmland. The community is not expected to have an adverse impact on schools, public buildings, and community facilities, as evidenced in the plus comments, and additional amenities and services will include a pool and a bathhouse. There have been a series of discussions with DLDOT concerning the area roadway improvements on Hollyville Road, specifically regarding off-site transportation and frontage improvements, and traffic operational analysis, a TOA, was prepared by the Traffic Group, Inc. As the plus review indicated, the applicant was directed to provide a TOA to evaluate site distance and the need for turning lanes at the intersection of Hollyville and Hurdle Ditch Road, and to improve the intersection based on the TOA results. Intersections examined included the site entrance of Hollyville Road, the site entrance and Hollyville Road, the intersection of Hollyville Road and Zor Road, and the intersection of Hollyville Road and Hurdle Ditch Road. The applicant has received DLDOT's final review letter that confirms the TOA's conformity to DLDOT's Development Coordination Manual and DLDOT's agreement with recommendations made in the TOA for improvements, which include improvements to the northbound Hollyville Road approach to Hurdle Ditch Road to provide a separate left turn lane. Second, entry into a traffic signal agreement at the intersection of Route 5 and Hollyville Road and Holly Mount. Improvements to Hollyville Road within the limits of their frontage in compliance with DLDOT standards. Installation of a full access site entrance on Hollyville Road and implementation of bicycle, pedestrian, and transit improvements consistent with DLDOT standards and as detailed in the TOA report. There will be follow-up discussions with DLDOT to discuss frontage improvements recommended in the TOA. Notably, based on the level of service or LOS evaluation as stated in the DLDOT's Development Coordination Manual, none of the intersections exhibit LOS deficiencies. Should the Commission have any additional questions regarding the TOA, as I said in the beginning, Betty Tustin should be on the line from the traffic group. The project is compatible with other land uses in that it is adjacent to other residential communities, including Independence, Welsh Run, Weatherby, Pelican Point, Wood Ridge, Falcon Crest, and Stonewater Creek, and is therefore compatible in design, density, home style, and land use. As previously discussed, there will be a 50-foot buffer as well from Unity Branch. There will be an efficient stormwater management system that acts as an amenity, and runoff will be treated for water quality and quantity prior to discharge. Finally, the plan is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, updated as of March 2019, for reasons stated in the applicant's submission. Turnberry will enhance the area with a well-planned design, upscale homes, amenities, and limited impacts to the total site area. The design preserves large amounts of open space, totaling 65%, and 88 acres, with preserving and protecting scenic views as well. The homes will have a neutral to positive impact on the property values in the surrounding communities, as well as generate additional revenue for the county. Passive amenities include large areas of open space. Active amenities will include the pool, the proposed pool and bathhouse, as well as areas dedicated for open space. The proposed community of Turnberry meets the standards set forth by the county and state and will provide a superior living environment for future residents without placing a burden on the county, state, or taxpayers to serve the community. With that, I will conclude my presentation and entertain any questions you may have.
All right, then. We'll see if there's anyone here that has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
I have some questions about the road work that's to be done, because that's a narrow road.
Yes.
And so widening the road is one of the things involved here. Where is the property supposed to come from to widen the road?
That will have to be considered in discussions with DLDOT. And Betty is on the phone, and she can speak to that specifically if we could see if she's on the line. But that is something we've discussed, and it's something that has to be discussed with DLDOT as a follow-up. But it is, at this point, required that we make those frontage improvements.
And where is it that you're widening? I would like to know what you obviously have some idea where you would like those improvements to go. I would like to know where you're planning.
And it will be dictated by DLDOT and subsequent negotiations. It's just that presently in the TOA, which I'm sure you've reviewed, there is a requirement that we do widen the road on Hollyville, but they didn't specify specific areas at this point.
They told you what you had to do.
Mm-hmm. I can have Jim speak to that as well.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
For the record, my name is Jim Erickson. I'm a professionally licensed civil engineer and principal engineer at Solutions IPEM. As far as the widening requirements, this is considered a collector by DLDOT. That's the classification of the roadway. Their requirements are 12-foot travel lanes and 8-foot shoulders is their typical requirements for this. As far as the length of the improvements, it'll go across the frontage of the site, and then Ms. Pete mentioned, it extends up to Hurdle Ditch Road. There's an intersection up and a curve in the road. And the improvements will continue to that curve and then tie into the anticipated improvements with Autumndale, assuming that Autumndale also moves forward. So it is a considerable length and a considerable amount of improvements, but it will make the road much more traversable as well as safer, as well as hopefully improve drainage along the way. And to your point, there will be some easements and or right-of-way required. As far as how much, it depends upon what's out there now, what is available when we talk to people. But we will work through it. We work with DLDOT on this stuff all the time and come up with creative solutions to be able to provide adequate access along it.
How wide is that road now?
Right now, I believe it's about 22 feet. So again, it is pretty significant.
That's the pavement width.
That's the pavement,
Yes.
Right.
Because I understand that. Yeah. Trust me, I've been on that road a lot.
No,
so
no, yeah. Right,
no. So yeah. No. I. Yeah. My daughter's boyfriend lives through there. So yeah, been on there a lot. That was my big question. The rest of it, I understood. Sorry to see that you'd already finished Independence, because truthfully, if you came to this and said, we're going to let everybody go out on Route 5 through Independence, I'd have said, done, see ya, bye. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Okay. Ms. Wingate.
I just have one. I know there's a lot of development around you, but there's also some farmland to the north of this proposed project. Is there any active hunting that goes on in any of that farmland?
Not to my knowledge. I know it's been coming up recently, though, and it's probably appropriate to start including in proposed conditions of approval. So I think that had been mentioned last time. I don't think the applicant would have an issue with adding. I believe at the last hearing, Council Robertson, I suggested adding that specific language that would address that concern.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Muir?
No questions, sir.
Okay.
None from me, Mr. Chairman.
None for me, thank you.
Okay, Councilor?
Thank you.
No, none for me.
All right. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2021-05, Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch? In favor? Yes, sir.
My name is...
Come on up. You got to come get your candy cane first.
Okay.
So that the commission can extend happy holidays to you and your family.
You,
sir. Yes, sir. Now you may state your name and have the floor. Yeah.
My name is Warren Jackson. I own the property that joins this property here. Mm-hmm. And I want to know about a buffer along Unity Branch. Is there going to be a 30-foot buffer between my property
Sir, I need you to direct your questions to us, and if we wish to query the applicant, we'll do so. So your question is about the buffer.
I own the property right next to the development toward the branch, Unity Branch.
Okay.
And I want to know if there's going to be a 30-foot buffer between my property and the development.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Yes. My property goes into the wetlands. There's a stream that runs under the road there, and it floods quite often when we get a lot of rain.
Okay.
but I just want to know about the buffer, and I want to know where the entrance to the property is going to be.
Okay.
Whether it's going to affect me or not.
All right. Well, I think you can see from that drawing pretty much where the entrance is going to be. As to whether or not it's going to affect you, I don't know.
My property is up here.
Okay.
And is there going to be a buffer there between my property and the development?
We'll get a definitive answer for you in a second.
Okay.
You want to point out where the entrance is for him so he can
understand? Yes, the entrance. The entrance is going to be on the south end?
Yes.
Right there.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay. And if you can answer my question about the buffer, I'll leave you alone.
Well, you're not bothering me at all, but I'll ask you if you're done, I'll ask you to take a seat, and then we'll see if we can get an answer to your question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Pete, someone on your team want to respond to the buffer question?
Yes, a buffer will be provided. That section is not currently wooded, so it would be a planted buffer, but yes, a 30-foot buffer is provided there.
Okay, thank you. All right, anyone else like to speak in favor of subdivision 2021-05? All right, is there anyone who would in favor? Okay.
I'm neither in favor.
Well, then come on up, come on up, come on up, but here, come get your ticket.
I do apologize, my candy and my Santa suit lost somewhere in the supply room.
Well, you know.
That was good.
That's classic.
I know, I get it.
That's good material right there.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Thank you. It's okay as I take as much time.
Can you tell us who you are?
My name is Sal Guida, G-U-I-D-A. Okay. I live at 29590 Patrick Henry Circle in the Independence community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd like to talk about some drainage issues.
Sure.
My property backs up to a 20-foot common area, and then the Turnberry property is directly behind me then.
Mm-hmm.
I submitted a paper, and I don't know if you all have a copy of it.
Oh yeah, we saw it.
Okay. And I brought some extra if you didn't. So basically, I've been dealing with these water problems now for almost 2.5 years. Shell and Ocean Atlantic have agreed to fix them, and they haven't done it yet.
Okay.
At this point, I'm having problems. I can't grow grass. I can't landscape. They can't mow off and back there, and it's going to affect my property's value as well as the neighbors. And I also believe it's going to affect the property value in Turnberry because it's close enough that the standing water can be seen there. What I would like to have done, if you wouldn't mind, is to have the when I get your title proper here, yeah. The Sussex County Planning and Zoning Committee ensure that the correction to the drainage problems are completed as a prerequisite prior to the beginning of the building of the Turnberry community.
Okay. We would have to investigate our ability to do that. If we have the ability to do that, we will certainly take your comments under advisement.
Okay. And if anybody wants to see exactly what it looks like, I'd love to have you come out so I can show you exactly what I'm talking about. And if you'll notice too, the pictures that I gave you, the standing water, the grassed area next to it is Independence, my property, as well as community property, but the Turnberry property starts right at the wood line.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Is Independence, is the homeowners association, has it been taken over by the residents, or is it still under?
To my knowledge, it hasn't been taken over by the residents yet.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions? Thank you for your time.
All right, sir, we thank you.
And a candy cane.
Happy holidays to you.
You too, thank you.
Okay. All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor or not really sure? Okay. Yes, ma'am, come on up, right up here. Very good.
Is that guy with you?
No, but maybe give him one too. Okay, yeah. And keep him quiet, you know, if he can maybe suck on that candy cane and keep him quiet. Yeah. That's right.
My name is Faith Lynch. I live at 28725 Pineview Lane, Harbison. Mm-hmm. However, I live right where they're going to be putting this new development. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I can't read this map to show you where I live. Is there somebody?
Okay, well, hang on. We may have somebody that knows where you live. Let's see.
It's off of the...
I think we're going to find it right here. There we go.
What was the... Just one more time, the 911 address? What was
28725 Pineview Lane.
Yeah, we'll find it and bring it up on there for you, okay? Got another tax ID.
Okay, that's me.
Okay. All right. We got it.
All right. Now, can you show me where they're going to put the development? I'm trying to figure out if it's on...
No, I have you. Okay.
The development?
Where am I here? I'm here. Where's Hollywood Road? Does Hollywood Road?
Mm-hmm.
This is Hollywood Road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I know where I'm here. Okay. Now, where the word Hollyville, is that where they're planning on putting the development?
So it appears, Mr. Chairman, to be two parcels to the north. So the parcel we're talking about is to the south, and the development will be to the north of this parcel here.
I'm trying to figure out where it's going to be, because that's a small area, like the okay. young lady said. I live by that curve mm-hmm. that they're talking about. There's three of us parcels here, and we live on Hollywood Road,
right.
And I'm going to point this way. That's where it goes to Zor Road.
Okay.
And then going the other direction is going around that curve that that young lady was speaking of. I have several concerns.
Okay.
I have a granddaughter that rides a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
From the intersection of Zor Road and Hollyville Road around Hurdleditch Road, there are children that get on the bus at Woodhaven Farms, then my lane, then the next lane is a daycare center where she has children that get on, and then there's a small child that gets two small children before you get to Hurdleditch.
Okay.
So that's one of the concerns. One of the concerns is also trying to get out of my driveway in the morning because everybody uses Hollyville Road now to get to Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of traffic already on that road. Let's just take that corner
okay.
by Hurdleditch Road. There's a creek, as the gentleman was explaining, that goes underneath that road. They've had problems for years trying to get that so the water goes under the road and not on the road. I have no idea I don't understand all the words that describe wetlands, but I don't understand how they could widen that road on that curve. How? I mean, the creek's right there, and then you have trees on both sides, and it's a very hairy curve going around, because it's on an angle.
Right.
So I don't understand how they could widen that to put a turn lane into where they're talking about. Another thing I wanted to know is, are they supposed to put another sidewalk to nowhere in there? Or a bicycle path to nowhere, because if they put the bicycle path to nowhere and the turn lane, that takes up a lot of construction, a lot of construction. Also, we have well water, and I've lived there for, how long, Jeff? 30 years? About 30 years.
Okay.
And I have a natural pond that's ground fed that yearly is losing more and more water. And I understand that the newer developments are using artesian wells, which are supposed to be deeper than what mine is. But I still think that somehow it's affecting my pond, because every year there's less and less water in it. And I'm talking a half-acre pond. I'm not talking a little bird pond. So, and Independence Way backs up to the back of my property. So I already have several people back there. I understand the need for growth, but this area is way, way out of control. I know, I've heard that when they apply for permits, that they have to make designs for things like sidewalk and wetlands and all these different things, but they're taking the trees, and it's so condensed there. We have Independence Way right behind us. We have on Holly Mount Road, there's Liberty. Independence Way is over there too. Now they've got another entrance from Liberty coming off of Holly Mount Road and Hollyville Road. It's just, it's so dense. And they say that they have to, you know, sign contracts saying that they make sure that they have enough to make the roads better, so that the roads hold up and the bridges and all those types of things. The problem's now. Those roads are breaking down now because of the dump trucks, if nothing else. There's at least 30 to 40 dump trucks go past my house in any day. And the sides of the roads are breaking off because they can't stand the weight of those dump trucks going back and forth. So the improvements that they're supposed to be making after they build, it's not going to help what's happening to them now. Something needs to be done now, and then say, okay, well, if we have enough room to make this road wider and safer, then we'll give you a permit to build development. And woods. And again, I would question them about the woods, the amount of woods that they want to take down, because the land that they built behind me was, I'd say, about 25% woods in the middle, and then the rest of it was farmer's field. But they took that whole island of woods down, so that's now all open. And one last thing, and I know this might sound stupid, and I apologize for that. But after watching what happened to Kentucky with the tornado, we keep taking our trees down. We're on the ocean. We're sea level. If our weather starts getting as bad as these other places and the hurricanes hit, there's not going to be any trees or anything to stop them. It's just going to come on in. So I think we need to start watching our natural protections too.
Okay.
Thank you very much for listening.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right. Who's next? Yes, ma'am. Right ahead.
Mr. Chairman, just my apologies to clarify. Ms. Lynch's parcel is actually the adjacent parcel, not okay. Two parcels to the south. It's here. So.
Okay. All right. She's right next door.
Santa, do you have sugar-free candy cane?
I am sorry, I do not.
Oh, Santa.
So just well, I'll bring you one Christmas Eve, okay?
Just hang that one on the
well, that's TMI. But, just hang that one on the tree, then.
Okay, thank you, Santa. My name is Jackie McKeon, and I'm from Independence. I just wanted to address the one question about the hunting on that land. I feel you were misguided, because I can't attest to where the gunshots come from. But I live there, so I know there's a lot of gunshot, and there's tree stands there. So I wanted to just tell you that there is possibly hunting there where...
Quite honestly, we
typically assume there is hunting. We don't assume that there isn't because
it's
so prevalent in the area. Yeah. So yeah, that is a concern.
Someone asked the question, and I feel you are misguided.
It's a great question, and I appreciate you straightening us out on that. But yeah.
Thank you.
We will definitely tend to that. Okay, who's next? Anyone else like to speak on subdivision 2021-05? Anyone in the room? No one else in the room. Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak either for or against subdivision 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-STAR.
Hello, this is Anne LaFleur. I'm an employee of Sussex County, and I'm calling in this evening to test the line.
All right, we hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're
operator, is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yeah, we kind of have to do that just to make sure the line's working.
If there's anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-STAR.
All right, then. We thank you very much. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
No.
All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if you make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Mm-hmm.